We're excited about the big sports breakfast and luncheon today at Luna Park, and I know this man is as well. Sydney Morning Herald chief sports reporter, rugby league writer Andrew Webster joins us on the line. Morning, mate.
Morning, Loz. Like the night before Christmas. Staff and listeners and viewers. Oh, mate. Anticipation about what could happen.
Oh, mate. Well, everyone's texting in, mate. They're on their way. They're driving. They're in their buses. They're flying. They're at airports. Well, they've already started drinking.
It's funny. I've seen that lunch grow over the last 10 years, and it went from like it was a fairly healthy gathering, wasn't it, CK? And now it's they climb out of the trees to come.
We started in a phone box and it sort of got a little bit bigger. What about you, mate? You've just said, shut the hell up.
Oh, yes. Peter Beattie. I don't think the ARL Commission Chairman is helping. Well, it's a really tough period for the game. We all know that. It's been an off-season from hell, but we've got a very, very delicate situation around Jack the Bell, and I know that the Dragons and the club and other people in the game are getting a little bit sick of Peter Beattie just basically having a running commentary on what's going to happen at a really important meeting of the commission on Feb 28 next Thursday, when they're expected to hand down their findings into the salary cap stuff around Cronulla, and also whether Justin Pascoe, the Tigers CEO, his punishment for that Robbie Farah ambassadorial deal. But the main thing will be what they do with players charged with serious offences, and that will determine whether Jack DeBellin plays this season or for however long that matter is before the court. I just think it's been really, really damaging the way that Peter Beattie has gone on the front foot and basically made himself the face of the whole thing. And I think the tipping point was just about 3 days ago, when he was on Channel 10, and he said, if I was chairman of the NRL, which I am, and I was involved in a matter like this, which I wouldn't be, but if I was, I would stand down. Thanks for that, Pete. That's really good to know, mate.
Well, I don't think they know what to do, Webby. And we've getting some emails come in from a lot of people. And this one here has come in from Tiger Marty. And he goes, morning, boys. I feel the NRL and Todd Greenberg in trying to come up with a workable solution to dealing with player issues. Unfortunately, each event is different, so it can't be one size fits all. The Bulldogs Coffs Harbour incident would have meant standing down the majority of the team.
That sums up exactly the situation, Loz. As I pointed out today, there's a stack of lawyers involved with the NRL and on the NRL Commission or the ARL Commission. And it took another lawyer to point out to me, if you actually look at the code of conduct in the NRL rules, there is discretion there for Todd Greenberg, the CEO, and Nick Weeks, the COO, to stand Jack DeBellin down. And this is what I hate about what's wrong with the game at the moment, because those who run the game just respond and react directly to what happens on social media. And Peter Beattie basically said that in print in our paper during the week. So they could have had, under the rules of the game, don't worry about their policy and their philosophies after what happened with Brett Stewart. Under the rules of the game, in black and white, it says in their absolute discretion that they had the power to stand Jack DeBellin down. Now, that was in December.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I was of the understanding that they didn't have that power. You're saying right.
I looked at the rule. Someone pointed the rule out to me. I'm looking at it now, in their absolute discretion. So, if it is appropriate to do so. So they could have breached him and given him a breach notice and said, you brought the game into disrepute just by being charged. For a serious matter, that's what they could have done, right?
Yep.
Now, that happened in December, was when he was charged. They only changed their tack on this when he appeared in court 2 weeks ago, and that very, very ugly statement of facts was sought by the Illawarra Mercury, and we all saw exactly the very, very ugly details about what was alleged to have happened, not what did happen, but what's been alleged. That's the first time that the NRL suddenly went overnight from saying, well, we just let matters happen before the court and then we'll make a decision. And overnight, Peter Beattie changed his tack because of how it was playing out for them publicly. I just think that's wrong. And I think Peter Beattie, I might as well get on the soapbox, Peter Beattie has been an abject disappointment in the 1 year that he's been chairman of the ARL commission. I've seen blokes, I can see blokes like this from a mile away. They come in, they make a lot of noise, they go, and then they get someone else in. So yep. I just think, yeah, he has not helped a very, very delicate situation in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he's good judges, and he's disappointed me because I sort of thought he was going to be a good appointment, but he had that habit as a Queensland Premier as well, as going, yeah, if there was a problem, next day, press conference, I'll fix this. This is a disgrace. And, of course, that makes headlines, but then, of course, nothing really ever gets fixed. And then something else would happen, you know, the trains would stop. I'll fix the trains.
Heads will roll.
Heads will roll. And, of course, you know what I mean? Nothing would happen. Now everyone forgets about it, you know. Like,
this is the thing. He's a politician, and he's treating February 28th next week as if it's election day.
Yeah.
That's how we've been. He was there on another radio network yesterday. Like, I think he's prejudiced what's going to happen next week anyway.
Wow.
He's basically gone out after Jack DeBellin, you know, in the last week, and he's talked to everybody. If you're a reporter and he hasn't spoken to you, I'd be feeling a little bit worried.
Yeah, well,
he'd be in the minority.
Yeah, you can take the bloke out of the political arena, but you can't take the politics out of the bloke, which is a little bit of a problem there. And again, this issue, it's not about Jack DeBellin, but if it was your daughter involved, you'd be shouting from the rooftops. But if it was your son involved, you'd be as vehement a defender of the person involved as well. So, you know, like, it just depends what you're representing in this issue about where you sit, doesn't it? I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, it does.
Not about Jack DeBellin, but it's just about man X or woman X, you know? Like, if it was your daughter or if it was your son, your attitudes are completely different.
Yeah. But again, like, the Dragons and Jack's legal team would know of their position that they're in, but they would know a lot of the facts that they're hearing from Jack as well.
Correct.
So we've only heard one side of the story. Mm. So
Dragons' legal advice is that they shouldn't stand him down, you know, and that's the legal. And I know that's the tricky thing for the NRL. They've been locked in meetings with lawyers all week. Look, no one's underestimated. Look, I personally think, and I'm a Dragons man, as people know, I think he shouldn't play. I think for his sake and the reputation of both the club and the game, that it would be in his best interest if he stood down. To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, but Webby, what if it was 2 years before the case was heard?
I get it.
Do you know what I mean? Would you still have that attitude?
I understand the seriousness of it, but I think because of the seriousness of the allegations, I would also add this. I'd be surprised if how much football he would play if he's allowed to play.
Because, yeah, sure.
You know, when he's not going to play in that trial, you know, against Newcastle this weekend. That virus is legit. You know, I've spoken to some people of the Dragons throughout the week, and he is legitimately sick from the stress of what's going on. Yeah. And I just think it's going to be very, very hard for him to play all season with these charges hanging over his head. The other precedents are obviously Brett Stewart and Sean Kenny Down. Now, you know, Brett Stewart was injured for most of the time that his court case was being played. It didn't stop, you know, rival fans from leaning over the fence and giving it to him when he was on the sideline for Manly matches, you know, sitting on the bench. Sean Kenny Dow basically had to stand himself down because of mental health issues around the charges, the very serious domestic violence charges hanging over him. So I think it's a really, again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, it's a very sensitive and tricky situation.
Absolutely.
Not helped by Peter Beattie fanning the flame.
No, you're right there, Webby. We have to go, mate. Time has gone past us. We'll see you this afternoon.
I may pop my head in and see how you all faring. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you,
Good
Webby.
Good luck, everybody.